It's time for today's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on this well-done win on the road, 69-60. And this game was a battle, and there was absolutely no lack of energy on both sides of this contest.
You know, the first 8 to 12 minutes was an adventure for our offense. We really struggled, and that certainly is a credit to Massachusetts. They were superb defending, destroying our screens, blowing up our cuts, challenging our shots. And our guys got hesitant and tentative, and they came into halftime, and they made a determination that they were going to stop being tentative and hesitant and just be aggressive and let go. And a big part of that process is to have fun. And they started having fun. And you could see the electricity on the court and on the bench. And it was a wonderful thing to watch in the second half.
And, Coach, how much did your defense in that second half allow the offense to reinstitute or control the pace of the game?
You know, we had so many different schemes to stop 33. And eventually we resigned ourselves to playing them one-on-one. And I think Luka and Sam, and particularly Nelson, were sensational in that regard. They were outstanding. That's a big task. I mean, that's a big task. And I clearly believe that the amount of chasing that they did, the amount of running around that they did in their first 12 minutes of the game, eventually it takes its toll. And I don't think they had the pop with their denials or with their coverages as much in the second half as they did in the first half because of the fatigue factor.
Coach, you mentioned Nelson Bochy Yeadom today, and you know he had 8 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and 3 blocks. But, Coach, more than that, it seemed like he gave you a spark in the first half when you were down early and sustained it the rest of the way.
He struggled, and he made that conventional three-point play where he had a left-hand hook as the clock was evaporating and then made his foul shot. I think 2 possessions later, he buried 3 from the right wing. That 6 points was pivotal for us in the first half because I think it might have been a 12-point deficit at that point.
And, Coach, what about Lee? We saw him get more involved in the first half. You seemed to get really excited. He attempted a 3 at the top of the key, and he actually missed the mark on that one, but you were jogging back up the sideline. It seemed like you liked what you saw from Lee in the second half.
You know, Lee has really bought into the fact that he's being hounded and not going to get the clean looks he's had every game. And in order to get those clean looks, he has to set back screens. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But the back screens open up opportunities for other guys. So he really became a sacrificial lamb for us today, setting those back screens and getting us some movement in our offense.
And, Coach, you mentioned it just a moment ago, you know, the tough assignment, or an incredibly tough assignment, that guarding Trey Mitchell entails. Talk more about Luka and what you were looking for those guys, because even though Luka fouled out of this game, I thought he was really tough against him without fouling most of the time.
Incredible how he put that wall up, and he held the door tight and held it closed, and they were trying to break that door down, but he held tight and had the great block in the first half, and, you know, he just struggled with that last possession when he got the rebounding foul, and he had been playing great up to that point, and he also made a couple of pivotal baskets for us in the second half.
And we talked this morning about Kellen being the complete player. In this first half, had 2 points. In the second half, goes for 20 points, 8 of 9 shooting, 3 of 3 from 3. Really, Kellen just being Kellen.
Jokingly, I said to him in front of the team after the game, it's the best he's played in the state of Massachusetts since he left Northfield Mount Hermon. And, of course, he chuckled about that. And I like to footnote that was a Matt McKillop quote. But nevertheless, if you look at his bottom line, he's 8-11 from the floor, 3 of 5 from the 3, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 turnover. Sensational.
And, Coach, what were your final thoughts to the team or to the listeners here this afternoon?
Well, again, play to win. Let go. I think our guys are feeling a little pressure. You know, we've won 3 in a row, and now all of a sudden some expectations are coming our way. We got a big game coming up, as every game in the Atlantic 10 is a big game coming up. I don't even know who we're playing, but it's a big game coming up. and we got to be ready for whoever we're playing, because anybody can knock anybody off. And I guess you see that the way the league is fighting for so many positions right now. You see that it's a very balanced league. And again, I said to the team last night at our dinner, I said, this is the most talented A-10 since our first year in the league. And it's talented because there's depth, there's very, very good players, and there's a lot of veteran guys who are all conference performers who are now getting a lot of support from other guys who are now becoming all conference performers themselves. And I think every team in the conference reflects that.
Well, Coach, next game next Saturday against St. Bonaventure, I know you'll get ready for that as soon as possible.
Thank you for that. We don't have a game Wednesday.
Absolutely.
So thank you for letting me know that, Jared.
But you don't have the week off. So we'll talk more in depth tomorrow morning on the Coach's Show. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Justin.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. It is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.